So we are on
task. We've got 30 million.
It is now 6:35. In the absence of village president, I will call the meeting to order and will take nominations for a chair. I nominate Randy.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
All right, then we'll do the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, and since the meeting has been called to order, I'll start with a roll call. Trustee Kopich?
Here.
Trustee Gingrich?
Here.
Trustee Green?
Here.
Trustee Gast is here. Trustee Dart?
Here.
Trustee Zeller?
Here.
All right, so that's taken care of. Do we have a motion to either modify or adopt the agenda as presented? Trustee Green?
Move to adopt.
Is there a second? Trustee Dart, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Agenda adopted. Any announcements from anyone on the board? Hearing none, staff, any announcements?
First, I just wanted to let you know we have a new fire advisory board member. I don't know if you remember, Ann Watzko was sitting in that role for the city of Green Bay. She has since retired and she moved out of the city of Green Bay. She is now the assistant fire chief in Howard. So she no longer is eligible for the board. So the city of Green Bay has appointed Mr. Greg Hines. And he will be starting on the board at our next meeting, which is scheduled for probably towards the end of March or early into April once we get everything organized. So just so you are aware, we do have another member, and the city of Green Bay has appointed the gentleman. He's been living in Green Bay for 28 years. So.
Tracy, how frequently does that board meet?
We meet quarterly. We've met once, so this would be our second meeting coming up. And we're going to be meeting at station number one to give a tour and kind of go through some of the facilities down there and then do some reporting out and some other information for the committee.
Okay, thank you. Any other staff announcements?
There's two more, sorry. I just wanted to let you know we've done some checking on a date for the picnic for the members of our committee and various boards, and it appears that the second Tuesday in June will work, June 10th. It is available at Green Isle Park, and we're planning to pursue that unless you have any comments one way or the other or something else you want us to look into to kind of have a celebration or a thank you picnic for all of our committee members.
Does Brad guarantee the snow will be off the ground on it?
Yes, he does.
what time were we thinking of starting that?
You know, I don't think we came up with a time. Maybe 6 or so. You know, let people get home, get changed. And the final thing I just want to mention, our team building process is continuing on, and we have subcommittees that have been meeting. We have 4 different subcommittees, and they've all met once. We're going to be meeting a developmental group again to kind of go through what the results were from our subcommittee and then getting our subcommittees back together. So we're continuing to move on with some of our team building and some of the things that we did towards the end of last year and early this year. That's it for me.
Craig?
Just a couple quick items. As of Monday, we had 43 water services that were frozen. So in the past week, it was another about 24 that experienced freezing. As we mentioned before, when the temperature starts to warm, we're going to see this happen maybe more pronounced than when it was extremely cold. So that did happen. However, we haven't had any since. I think it was this weekend was the last one that we had. So probably in another 10 days to 14 days, we'll be through that critical period. The other item is our delinquent bill collection process is working well. We've made it through the complete first pass. It has brought in about $40,000 that would have otherwise been deferred and carried forward on the books. So it is working pretty reasonably. Reduce our accounts receivable, so that's a plus.
Any other staff announcements? All right, then we'll move.
We had originally canceled the April 1st board meeting due to the election, but because of a number of items that need to be addressed, we will be having an April 1st meeting at 6:30.
All right, no more announcements, then we'll move on to public appearances. Anybody can speak on any subject that they choose to, but the board can only take action on things that are listed as action items on the agenda. Mr. O'Rourke.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I belong to a variety of historical groups here in town, and a little later on you'll be discussing the historic designation of the different waterworks buildings that we have. But I thought it needs to be brought to the board attention that the city of Green Bay would like to also become what's called a certified local government, but they're not allowed to become a government because they were told that their ordinance isn't strong enough. And the ordinance is very similar to the way that our ordinance is being implemented. And that specifically, the state says that designation for historic preservation must not require owner consent before landmark designation. And that's been a bone of contention with our group. And Alloway requires on our forms that the owner's consent to being regulated under the historic preservation ordinance. De Pere also requires that. Whitefish Bay requires that also. And what the state has told the city of Green Bay is that their ordinance is too weak and that they that the consent is not acceptable to the state, and then also they have an advisory ordinance instead of a mandatory ordinance. So if you go before the board and you don't want to do what the board says, you don't have an option. So for example, Racine also has an advisory ordinance, which is very similar to the City of Green Bay ordinance, but Racine just got a $15,000 grant, and they are a certified local government. So what we need to do is ask the state to become consistent with their regulations, and everybody's willing to follow the federal regulations, but the additional three requirements that the state has put on the local municipalities are being completely disregarded, and there's a rebellion going on right now in the different municipalities, and they're just saying they're not going to enforce the state mandates, and they're still getting the grants. So the reason that this is important is because we share a border with historic Astor Park and the East Astor District, and they would like to protect and improve their historic housing stock, just like we would like to do the same thing on that side of town. And we can work together and get additional funding if they then become a certified local government and they have more control over the grants that they can apply for. So what we would ask the state to do is look at the enforcement that's going on around the state with the, of the certified local government grants, and approve the City of Green Bay's request to become a certified local government. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to be heard before the board? Ma'am.
I just wondered if maybe...
Well, ma'am, if you could approach the microphone. That way it gets on the tape. You know, and then let us know what your name and your address is, please.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me?
Name and...
Yeah,
Mary Jo Nelson, 201 Brookridge Street.
Thank you.
We're just wondering if we can move down and ask you what number 9 is pertaining to. We've heard there's some discussion as far as putting in sidewalks on Dolphin Brookridge Street. And we haven't received anything on it.
On number 9?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
or if that does pertain to it.
Yeah, there's a resolution that has to be adopted in order to receive some funding, and that'll be the issue before the board. But we'll discuss, you know, that project in a little greater detail when we reach that item on the agenda. So, and luckily we have a pretty quick agenda, so we should get
okay.
there pretty
so
quick.
So you're gonna okay. So we get down to it and just consider the sidewalks.
Correct.
Okay.
And then what I'll do is as part of that discussion, since you have some interest in it, you know, we'll hear more about that resolution and we'll discuss it at the board level, and then I'll open it up for public comment at that point.
Thank you.
Other than item number 9, which is that resolution on the transportation alternative program, anybody else care to be heard tonight? Hearing none, then we'll move to item number 5, old business action regarding adoption of ordinance 2014-7 concerning neighborhood electric vehicles. I think this was brought to us the last time by Mark. He had a red line version of the ordinance, and as I recall it, we approved it at that point in time, so this is the final version. So do I have a motion concerning the adoption? Trustee Green?
So move.
Is there a second to adopt the ordinance 2014-07? Trustee Gingrich, any discussion on this ordinance? Trustee Zeller?
I've got some difficulty with 1A. The requirement that the vehicle shall be four-wheeled and have a speed range of at least 20 miles per hour. There are many, there's probably a half dozen prototypes right now of electric vehicles that have been shown at the auto shows this year that are three-wheeled, and they're trying to take advantage of the reduced rolling resistance of the tires and the shape of the vehicle that the three-wheel arrangement allows. So I think we're going to be seeing that. So I think that we should say shall be four-wheeled, shall be three or four-wheeled, or just eliminate the wheeled stipulation.
We could do that. I mean, the only concern I have is in the introductory passage. I mean, it talks about, you know, certain Code of Federal Regulation standards. So maybe what we could do is table this until the next meeting, and then maybe get Mark's input in terms of whether, if we added three-wheeled, that would violate or be inconsistent with any of the federal regulatory codes. Because we may be creating an internal inconsistency. So I'd welcome a motion to table it until the next meeting and get more input.
I would be fine with that. I missed it at our first review. So, no, it just came just flying off the paper here. So I'll move to table to our April 1st meeting.
Is there a second? Trustee Green?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Should I change that to a motion to postpone or a motion to table?
Maybe to postpone. Okay. Otherwise, we've got to take it off the table and go through that.
I will move to postpone until April 1st.
Is that okay with you, Trustee Green?
Perfect.
Any discussion on the postponement? Tracy.
Can I just add one other change that we made from the original ordinance that went to? Under B, there was a stipulation in there in regard to anyone that wanted to use this type of vehicle had to come in and get a permit through the DEO, and there was a fee of $50 to have that permit. Mark did some more checking, and most ordinances do not require that, because as we started discussing it, he was checking into it. In fact, none of them required, you know, how do you control someone that lives in a different community and happens to be coming through your community and going on to work in a different community? So after we discussed it and talked to the DEO, we decided to take that verbiage out of there. Their license and they have some stipulation that they have to meet through the state, so we decided that for us to do it and have a permit through us was kind of a waste of our time. So that was removed, and I just wanted to clarify and see if you have any issues with that part of it. Because it wasn't the original ordinance that you looked at last meeting.
No, I mean, that change seems to make sense to me, you know, because, I mean, people just like cars drive through and they live other places and, you know, be an island and make them get permits just for LA seems to make sense. Does that cause any heartburn for anybody? Okay. Any other discussion on the motion to postpone? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No. Postpone until the next meeting. Item number 7, action regarding Cystic Fibrosis Foundation walk on May 3rd. I think we're just looking for approval of that.
Number 6.
I didn't want to. Number 6. Acceptance of the Historical Preservation Fund subgrant. Do I have a motion concerning this action item? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
I think we'll need more on that, because there were several options that Tracy presented, you know, in the memo on this subject. you know, we can...
I would move to accept the total grant, and then we can always determine the specifics once we go from there.
Are we allowed to do that?
Would that work with you, Tracy?
Because that's the community center and the water building.
Right.
That, to me, would be our best option.
Yeah, the grant, and Barb is here, the chairman from the Historic Preservation Committee, as well to answer any questions, but the grant was specifically for the water building and the community center building. Talking to Joe DeRose from the state, he said that we could shift the money if we want to keep, let's say we want to stay at the community center, is one that we definitely want to do. We could shift the money to a private resident that's on our National Historic Register list that was one of the 13 residents. Or there is one other public-type building, public-private, which is the mausoleum in the cemetery. So it could be shifted to that. Or we can just return it to them, and then he would see if there's another community that has a grant that they would like to put in for, or it would go back to the federal government. So those are kind of our choices. I know when we talked about the water building, there was some indecision, I guess, on that particular building, whether we wanted to go ahead with a historical preservation or a National Register listing for that or not. So that's kind of where it says we will not be penalized at all if we do not accept the money for that second building. They won't, you know, there's no issue with that because when we went into it and applied for it, we were very clear about the fact that we may not accept it for both buildings. So that's kind of where it sits. And Barb did some checking with one of the consultants. Maybe she can share some of the information she got from them as well.
Sure, I'll suspend the rules.
Barb Copper, 3725 Delahunt Street. I spoke with one of the consultants that submitted a bid to find out what would be comparable in price as far as having the study done. And she felt that any of the residences would cost a little more than what they had figured for the water building, but the Bishop Fox Mausoleum would be comparable in price. So that would be another option for us. Of course, we would have to work with the diocese on that. I don't know how many different committees would have to approve that to see if they would be interested in having that mausoleum on the National Registry.
Since you and your committee looked at this so closely, I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, what would you like to?
We would like to see the water building on the National Registry, and if there's some fear that maybe people would be interested in purchasing that building, if you decide to sell that, there's some tax advantages to people that would be purchasing a building that's on the National Registry if they were going to rehabilitate the building. So it would be a selling point, possibly.
Any other questions? Barb?
Barb, do we, before we accept the grant, we have to tell them exactly which buildings it's going to be?
Yes. Okay. And then we have to send out an RFP fairly quickly.
Any other questions? Barb? Thank you. And thank you for all your work. Since I suspended the rules, Jim.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I got an email from the State Historic Preservation Officer, Jim Drager, today, and he said that the State Historic Preservation Office has approved a grant to Elway to nominate up to two individual properties. Specific properties are not named in the resolution. As long as those properties are found to be eligible in the intensive survey, they'll fund the project. So you have a lot of flexibility. With regards to the water building, there's I think it's a wonderful idea from a real estate, I'm a real estate agent, from a real estate standpoint. It's a good idea for the city to have that property designated as historic because you, in addition to the brand new state incentives for fixing a commercial building, you get an additional 10% from the federal government for once it's on the National Register. So it's older than 1936, so you get one set of money. If it's on the National Register, you get another set of money, and because it's in the state of Wisconsin, they just bumped it up from 5% to 20% incentives for commercial buildings. So it's good all around, and there is no disincentive. It maybe take a little bit more time if you want to knock the building down, but I think that building is crucial to the telling the story of Alloway because it introduced indoor plumbing to the city of Alloway, which is a big deal, was 100 years ago, and it still is today. And that, with the Greiling building, who was the engineer on it, that one's also, that's the yellow house on Iroquois and Webster Avenue. He was the engineer for the city at the time. So there's a lot of historical significance to that. And even if you end up knocking it down, it only takes you a little bit more time, but it doesn't cost you anything to get it delisted on the National Register. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else, since I've suspended the rules, wants to be heard on this particular agenda item? Okay, then I'll resume the rules. Trustee Green.
And my reason for doing both buildings is we can change the money if we need to, but I don't think we should limit ourselves up front.
No, I think we have to, when we accept the grant, we've got to tell them which of the two buildings.
No. He sent me a letter today. He said, as long as you accept it, you can shift it to anyone that's on your approved list.
So that's why I think we ought to go for the whole ball of wax at this point.
So your motion is to accept the full grant?
Yes.
With the community center being one of the buildings, and then to maintain flexibility in terms of the other
water
designation.
Building. Correct.
Well, I mean, at some point, we're going to have to figure that one out, too. Is there a second to that?
No.
That is a motion. Trustee Ganger, he seconds. Any discussion by the board? I mean, at some point, we're going to have to figure this out and designate.
Right.
It sounds like the water building has a number of good, qualities to justify it, but if we maintain the flexibility and something else rises to the surface, we can then tell the state that we picked that one instead. Right?
Well, we had one interest in turning the water building into a residence a while back, and then Penny and I keep joking about turning it into Kavarna East. So
we would like to see a restaurant. Yeah,
yeah. It would make a great coffee house.
And I assume you're not talking Kentucky Fried Chicken. Right?
No.
Didn't think so. Tracy.
One thing we'll have to do, I don't know why this is working, we'll have to get as Barb mentioned, we need to get an RFP out for soliciting consultants for it. So I'll just check with the state, because I would
imagine that with the RFP going out, we would have to know kind of what buildings we're going ahead with, and that's a fairly quick turnaround for that, because we would like to have an approval at the April 15th Village Board meeting to go ahead and hire a consultant for that. So it's something that will come along quick, and we'll just have to double check. If we haven't made a decision, then yes, indeed, we want to go for the water building, the RFP. You know what I mean? I don't know if we need to be that specific in the RFP. We may, because obviously what building you do would determine the exact cost, because the costs we got from the consultants were based on those two buildings when we went out for the grant.
Trustee Green?
Is this saying, do we have a specific residence in mind as Plan B if we don't go ahead with the water building? Has anybody expressed an interest?
No, we really do not. And one of the things, Barb and I have discussed, one of the concerns that Joe had brought up was if you just randomly pick a building, one of the private residents, and no one has shown an interest, then maybe you get some backlash. Well, why did you choose that residence over ours? Or why did this, because that's the biggest home or whatever. So, that's a concern about going to a private residence rather than maybe staying with a public-type building. And that's one of the things I know the Historic Preservation Committee has kind of, been challenged with, to how to handle that as well.
I haven't been in that building yet, and I don't know if the rest of the board has, but I would certainly like to make some kind of arrangement that I could see that building. How do I go about that? And is anyone else interested in that?
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be no problem. We could have someone from the water department open it up. I mean, Historic Preservation did tour the building, I don't know, maybe a year ago or so. So I'm sure we could set it up if you we can just set up a time, or if you want to just randomly contact Craig maybe, and he could have someone meet you over there and open it up for you. Thank you.
Well, then, it does seem we have to act relatively quickly, and it seems like we already have strong candidates here. So what I'd suggest is we approve the motion on the floor and then put it back on the agenda for April 1st. And between now and then, if Historical Preservation or anybody comes up with a better idea, let us know on April 1st. Otherwise, I think that's the right point in time to say these are the two. because the RFPs have to, you know, shortly follow thereafter. So maybe a little flexibility, depending. We'll take a look at the building, but it seems that those are the two strong candidates. But if anybody's got a great reason it should be something else, you know, come tell us on April 1st. I think otherwise we'll pick one. We'll do the vote, you know, so that we get the RFPs issued. That makes sense to the board? Any other discussion on the pending motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Approved. Item number 7, action regarding Cystic Fibrosis Foundation walk on May 3rd. Do I have a motion concerning that? Trustee Kopisch.
Move to approve.
Is there a second? Trustee Gingrich, any discussion concerning this, or you want to hear from Brad? No discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion approved. Action regarding the minutes from Parks and Rec. I think we'll take these separately. 8A is a recommendation to move forward with the presented Sunset Park landscape plan with the inclusion of the comments of those in attendance. Do I have a motion concerning that recommendation to the board? Trustee Gingrich?
So moved.
Is there a second? And by so moved, you're going to adopt the recommendation?
Correct.
Is there a second to that motion? Trustee Green?
Second.
Discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Recommendation adopted by the board. 8B, recommendation of the plaque to be placed along the Fox River Trail if it's ultimately permitted, and that it be brought back to Park, Rec, and Forestry before installation for review and approval and ultimate recommendation to the board. Anybody want to hear from Brad concerning this?
Please.
All right, Brad.
Sure.
Thank you. We did have a resident from the Sunset Park area that expressed their concern with having a plaque along the street. So in the park committee also felt the sentiment of that and felt that the trail would be a better alternative. And same with the placement of a plaque in the cemetery, feeling that that's a place for deep thought and not something that should be addressed as a tourist attraction, as someone may be visiting a relative or a family member. So that was the recommendation of the park committee, is to look at some location along the Fox River that would be acceptable by Brown County.
Makes sense to me. Any questions for Brett? Otherwise, do I have a motion concerning the recommendation? Trustee Gunn?
I'll move to approve the plaque placement along the Fox River Trail if it meets the criteria that's in place for that.
Is there a second to that motion? Trustee Beck. Any board discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion adopted. Item number 9, action regarding adoption of resolution 2014-3, support for transportation alternatives program. I know the board got, you know, some information concerning this, but I know that there was some public interest in this particular. So, Tracy, could you give us an overview of what this is all about and what the program is and why the board is being asked to adopt a resolution?
Sure. Basically, what this is Safe Routes to School grant. It's been renamed through, and all the grants for transportation improvements is put into one program called TAP. And the Village of Alloway had applied for a Safe Routes to School grant, I think, in 2010. We did not get the grant. It was basically for sidewalks almost throughout the community to make it safer for children to get to school, to all of the schools in the community. Since that time, we have revised the grant a little bit. We put in for a TAP grant, and it was really centered around Webster School. And the grant, we had to have our preliminary application in. We received notice that we went through the first phase. We're in the process of completing the second phase of the grant application. And as was stated before, the grant does include sidewalks and intersection improvements, mainly around Webster School. And I think in your packet, if I have my sheet here, if you look at the construction cost, it kind of spells out, kind of very clearly spells out where we're looking at sidewalks and where some of the intersection improvements would be. Basically, Woodrow Way on the north end as well as the south end. There's St. Joseph would have a sidewalk added, and that would be on the south side of St. Joseph. Brookridge would have sidewalks added.
Both sides? Or just
Brookridge.
One
road side, that is right. Yeah, I think it's on north side, because that would be up against the school. Libel Street would have some additional sidewalk added. And like I said, some of the intersections, some crosswalks added, some bump outs added at some of the key intersections. The grant itself was for approximately $400,000 for all those improvements, with the village responsible for 20% of that grant. And the grant is due at the end of the month, March 28th, I believe. And as part of it, a resolution has to be adopted, the one that's on the back page, saying that the village would accept it and would handle it as required. And if there's anything else with the grant, it's part of, we did the Safe Routes to School plan a few years ago, I think in 2010 also. That was completed, and that plan really gave us the information and the direction that is in this particular grant. So that plan set up this grant, and that's the impetus behind going ahead with the Webster Elementary School grant.
Trustee Kolpich.
Yeah, a question on the plan, because I did have a call before the meeting regarding the resolution. The neighbors were notified and had an opportunity to participate in the planning process going back in time.
When
they were aware of sidewalks and...
As part of the Safe Route to School plan that was done at that time, there were public hearings and public meetings about that. So yes, but for this particular grant, this was not, we didn't have any public meetings in regard to this grant, but the plan for Safe Route to School, which included all of these improvements, did have public hearings. But that, again, was a while ago, because the Safe Route to School plan was, our plan was approved probably in 2010 or 2011.
Once again,
My understanding would be that there's no cost to the property owners for installation or construction.
Correct.
Upkeep, I would assume, would fall on the property owners in terms of snow removal.
Yes.
But no upfront costs.
No.
And is it 80-20% split?
Yes, it is. Yeah, Safe Routes to School used to be 100% grant, but when they did some changes with the program and put Safe Routes to School with the transportation improvement, it went to an 80-20.
And this would be a 2014 project?
2015.
15, okay.
What are our chances, or don't we have a sense of that?
Our chances are very good. Yeah, we have, there's two, when they reconstructed or reconfigured all the grants, they also changed the review of the grants, and actually, maybe Craig can address this better because he sits on the committee, but there's just two grant applications in for this particular funding at this time, and it does come to the committee that Craig sits on.
When they changed the program to the transportation improvement program, they upped the dollar amount, so it has to be a $300,000 project. And Green Bay will be funded for two projects at $600,000. And really, there's this project and one other project that appear to be the best candidates that meet the criteria. So, yeah, the chances are pretty good that this will get funded. It will take us 2 years to actually do the project because of the planning steps and everything you go through. But it's a pretty good shot at getting a project. And this really centers around what we talked about before when we looked at improvements at Munster School, to try to make it easier for the children to get to school and improve the traffic flow and so forth. And this is targeted to accomplish one of those original goals.
Thank you. Trustee Dart.
when we apply for this grant, then we have to use the funds exactly as stated. There's no deviation from the plan.
Well, there is to some extent, because this is at a preliminary engineering phase, so when we get into the final engineering, you know, things such as driveway modifications, crosswalks, you know, we have some retaining walls in here. Yes, those things are going to vary a little bit as we get into it. There may be a couple of features added, there may be something deleted, because it'll go through a whole engineering process with the state.
Thank you.
Any other questions for staff? Any other board comments presently, or I'll open it up to the public?
Is there a motion on the floor?
No.
At this point? I'll wait for the public comment before I offer mine.
Right. Thank you. Then I will suspend the rules. Anybody that wants to speak on this particular subject, please feel free.
I will start. Do you want me up there?
Yes, please.
I guess first my question is, we really haven't heard anything about it, anyone on our street. Tonight I heard 6:30 or 6 o'clock I got a phone call that something was going on the sidewalks. Am I too close? So I guess my first question would be, how far is the setback for the sidewalk? I mean, right now we have a pretend sidewalk through our driveway. You know, you have your driveway and then you have a little part that, how far back do you think that is?
Off the street?
Yeah.
For me?
18 feet.
18 feet. Is it going to be that far up into our yard?
It would probably be the best to answer that in terms of what the typical setback into the right-of-way would be.
Typically about 6 feet and maybe as much as 8 feet off of the curb.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be closer to the curb than what you described.
Okay. And then I noticed on the piece of paper that Brad gave us, there's nothing on for Dalton Street, the sidewalks. And I've always felt that's really
more kids,
more traffic and faster traffic than on Brookridge. Dalton is a through street where Brookridge isn't. And we don't, I mean, okay, are y'all seeing there's nothing on Dalton proposed for a sidewalk? You're probably getting the feeling that I'm a little leery of having a sidewalk in my front yard. I don't really feel I need that as much as they need it on perhaps Dalton because of fire trucks and faster traffic. We don't see that many kids walking to school past our house. Most of them are driven there. And they park, they get out of the car, they walk on the grass, which is fine, to school. You already mentioned that. I'm almost to the bottom of my list here. Okay. I guess that's it. But I guess before you put a sidewalk on Brookridge on the north side, which where I live, it maybe table it so that we could get some more input as to how badly we need it. I tried to get hold of some of my neighbors in a few minutes. Then I got the phone call before I ran down here, and I only found one that could come. But the others were quite interested. One had company coming, one was going someplace. So do we have a chance before you decide to put one in? I guess that's what I'm asking.
I think a better question would be, I think the initial studies were that Brookridge is the closest street to the school, mm-hmm. and it made some sense from mm-hmm. that perspective. If we were to, I think time is of the essence in applying for the grant. Well, let's say we apply for the grant, it gets approved, and then we continue to study and say, well, you know what, Dalton does make more sense. Could we switch at that point, or is this literally etched in concrete?
You know, I guess the grant itself was based on the Safe Routes to School plan, and that was done by Brown County, and they've done a Safe Routes to School plan, so... The recommendations in there, in my opinion, are good sound recommendations that have gone through a lot of review and the committee that was appointed for that. So, it would certainly be changed. We'd have to check with the grant to see if they go to a totally different road. But the reason the road were picked was because exactly the reason that you said that they're the closest to the school and they just make sense to have sidewalks on them to encourage kids to walk and bicycle to school.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm asking is that they take a look at the overall picture as far as how busy, our street's a nice
fairly quiet street because it doesn't go through.
Right, and yeah, when they did, when the plan was done originally, they did look at all of that as part of the planning process with the Safe Routes to School grant. They did look at different roads and different connections in the area, and that what came out of the discussions and out of the review and engineering was the recommendation on these particular roads. So that has been done and was part of the whole process as we went forth with the Safe Routes to School plan.
Trace added, I mean, I haven't seen it for a while, since it was a while back when this plan was developed, but can we get a copy, you know, of the plan document, you know, to this lady, and you know, so she at least has the okay. plan document?
That's not what you gave us, Brad, is it? No. Okay.
No, this was the whole study that was done and the analysis.
Years ago, at least.
Yeah, I mean, was it 3 years ago?
It's on the website, I mean, I think it might be on our website. I think it was 3 years ago that we did it, if I remember right.
That's about right. Yeah. I mean, it was a while ago.
We have trees probably would be involved all up and down Brookridge, which is...
Yeah, because we're seeing if that report, you know, the analysis report is on the website or not.
Brown County website. I was going to say, we're not finding it on our straightaway.
I guess I would just ask if we could have some input on this.
Yes, please. Good evening. My name is Ed Keating, and I live at 153 Brookridge Street. I, too, would like very much to see a copy of this Safe Route to School plan. My concern is also for the children living right there at, you know, what was it, 1, 2, 3 doors down from the place where folks drop off their children for school. There are times when I just hold my breath when there are cars coming through and kids walking in the streets, and you know how the kids are. Sometimes they look, oftentimes they don't. Add to that the snow banks. Just add to the problem of keeping our kids, safe and visible. If anything, I would say that the majority of the children that you see there in the morning and in the afternoon are not there because they've walked up Brookridge and their shoes get muddy because they don't have sidewalks. The majority of kids there are there because mom and dad or someone is dropping them off from the car. So I would wonder, my question is, this Safe Route to School plan, did this have any section in it that reviewed perhaps the enforcement and regulations about dropping kids off there, and also, is there any effort to educate the educators? That is, have the teachers and the people in the schools passed on to the children and the parents of these children the importance of maintaining the rules about dropping off your children? As I said, it's it gets very congested, and one thing with the cars, but it's the other with the children in the streets. That is my main concern. It's I'm tickled to death that they're according to this what I've heard tonight, the grant is going to be no cost to the property owners. That's fantastic. But my concern is for the children. It's great to have those sidewalks, but I can't help think that even with the sidewalks, people are going to be driving up that street and dropping off their kids. They need to be told the proper way to do this, and I think it needs to be, I won't say severely enforced, but regularly enforced about walking in the streets, because whether you have sidewalks or not, the kids are going to be you know, run into mom and dad across the street there to get to the car, whether there's a sidewalk here or not. So I too, however, would like to see that safe route to school plan, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. While we have the rules suspended, anyone else from the public want to comment on this particular issue? Hearing none, I'll resume the rules. Have we figured out where the location of that is on the internet so people can access the?
It's on Brown County, and we'll put it on our website.
The actual plan?
Yep.
When do we think we can have that?
Maybe tomorrow.
Okay. So check the Village of Alloway website tomorrow. Well, maybe give Debbie a little extra time. You know,
yeah.
Tomorrow's Wednesday, so check it later in the week, and we'll make sure that comprehensive study and the plan is available to be reviewed. You know, on our village website. Apparently, it's now on the Brown County Planning Commission website, but we'll add it back to ours so that you can take a look and review that. Okay, do I have a motion concerning this particular resolution? I will make a motion that we adopt resolution 2014-03 as part of the application process for the grant. Is there a second to that motion? Trustee Green?
Second.
I mean, the reason I make the motion is, you know, we went through a pretty comprehensive study, and as I recall reviewing it back in the day, which was a while back, it was a fairly comprehensive survey. This is part of the grant application, and we are, you know, there is some time urgency to doing it. We welcome your comments, you know, after you've had a chance to review the plan. As Craig alluded to, I mean, large parts of it may be cast in stone, but to the extent that there's some flexibility and a better idea, you know, perhaps we can make some adjustments to it. But it did undergo a pretty thorough analysis back when it was done. But please take a look at it, and if you have some other commentary, let us know. And then we'll continue with the grant application process, and ultimately, if it gets funded, we'll look to see if there are some better ways to do some things, and provided that it's consistent and we can do it under the grant, you know, we're always open to the best idea available. You know, but I think we need to get the grant application in, because it's large money. You know, the village's portion is only 20%, and the beauty of it all is wherever it happens and however it happens, there's no property owner assessment for any of that, since it'll be fully municipal funded. So that's why I raised the motion that I did. Any other board discussion? Trustee Zeller.
I'm not willing to vote for adoption of this resolution for two reasons. Not because I oppose school road safety, but for the first reason is that we have so many roadway issues and maintenance issues coming our way beyond 2014. This is a 2015 project, and the municipal share of $78,000, I believe, can be used more effectively in other ways. And secondly, I'm just fundamentally opposed to requesting that federal share of $313,000 because I see that contribution to this project as, I mean, we're borrowing 40% of every federal dollar that we spend. We're asking the federal government for $313,000 that the federal government doesn't have. If you step back and look at it from a borrowing standpoint, we're really making the children at Webster School pay for this project, and that's the way I view it. And I just won't add my name to that when I look at it that way.
Any other board discussion? Trustee Dart.
I just wanted to comment that, as I recall, there was the principals, the educators were involved in producing that plan.
Well, and I know the board, you know, has been, and along with our direct enforcement officer, been very involved in trying to make, you know, the children's route to school as safe as possible. I mean, this study and this grant application is one component of it. You know, we're constantly looking at the traffic ordinances and regulations. I know at Public Works we've had some discussions about signage and trying to, you know, make that better. And there has been a communication with the schools in terms of, you know, the best ways to tell the children, you know, for their safety on how to be transported and dropped off and picked up. You know, so it is, we are taking a multifaceted approach to it because we want to make, you know, the kids as safe as possible. And yes, approaching the teachers is one thing we've done. We're constantly looking at what can we do better in terms of traffic enforcement and signage. And this is one component of it. I agree with Trustee Zeller's comment, you know, wholeheartedly. My problem is somebody's going to get the money. So that's why fundamentally I agree with them. You know, I mean, it's borrowed money, but they're going to have available, and if we don't get it, somebody else will. So if everybody would say we don't want it, keep it federal government, I'd be all over that. But
there'll come a day.
There will come a day, I hope, you know, where we don't borrow any more money. But Trustee Green.
Oh, and I was just going to say, the admonition that driver behavior is a problem is well known. DEO LOP now has been involved up on Woodrow Way, and I've gone there and watched driver behavior, and it is appalling to say the least. So please know that our police are watching out for that, because it's not only the lack of sidewalks that's an issue. It seriously is motorist behavior as well around those schools. So please know those are being addressed as well.
I've got a guy today. There's a guy got tickets today.
Sometimes, I know I've seen it too, and sometimes you wonder who the grown-ups are and who they're not, you know, who are out there. So, any other board discussion on the adoption? Trustee Dart?
Just to mention that to make the community more walkable is also a big part of our comprehensive plan. So when we're making these kind of decisions, we need to base them on studies that we've done earlier and guidelines that we've drawn up to make these decisions. That's what I'm sticking with in my decision making.
Excellent. Any other board comment? Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The motion to adopt passes. Item number 10 is the adoption of Resolution 2014-04, denying the insurance claim for 3415 Hilltop by Frank and Ruth Mutual Insurance Company. Do I have a motion concerning this agenda? I'll make the motion. I'll move to deny their claim. Is there a second? Trustee Gingrich?
Yes, sir. Is there
any discussion concerning this particular denial and the fact that we didn't do anything wrong and our insurance company says we didn't do anything wrong? Hearing no other discussion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimously approved. Next item on the agenda is adjournment. Trustee Kopisch moves to adjourn and Trustee Zeller is the second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.